So,
I guess
where my grit really came in handy, I lost my best friend at the very beginning of this year.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, he took his own life on New Year's Eve last year, so that was, I think, when my grit really came in handy, you know, because he was my training partner, and excuse me.
Take your time, bro. We here. Take your time, bro.
He was also my best friend, so it was really, it tore me apart, man, for a really long time. I felt so guilty for just everything when he died, because how could I spend so long training with somebody and not see the problems they were going through, you know? So I think that's when my grit came into handy the most, because it was really hard to want to function, want to breathe, want to live when you lose somebody like that. But it's a lot like fighting in a way, because for 15 minutes, the other guy, he wants to kill you. He wants you gone. He wants you to not breathe, not survive, and not live. So it was a feeling, you know, that I was used to before. Albeit different, because losing somebody like that is a completely different Reaper over your shoulder. You know what I mean? But I had to turn the Reaper over my shoulder into a pair of wings. And the only way I could do that was by fighting. So I just sunk myself into mixed martial arts as hard as I could. And it really came through for me, because the last night in the last conversation that me and Hunter had, we talked about getting to the UFC, just getting ourselves out there, being the best that we could be, and trying to smash this year, because neither one of us had a year prior in fighting. March 18th this year, we were supposed to fight together. And I ended up winning that fight pretty fast. But I wouldn't have made it there if I didn't have the grit that I have today. Go to get ready for a fight, right? When you've never done it before, it's really scary. My career started with a loss. My first MMA match, I lost by an armbar first minute. I didn't really think I had grit then. You know, I'd been on a losing streak before that, and I wanted to give up. That was my fourth loss in a row, but I think that's really where my grit started to develop, because I just kind of got tired. I got tired of losing. I got tired of being walked over.
What's up, man? Thank you for joining the show. We got a very important guest today, all the way from Lacey, Washington, right? We talk about how we just don't really have guests on the show from Miami, from California, or even from Massachusetts, but we in Lacey, Washington, y'all, with this one, right? And you know, anybody I bring on the podcast, we don't just bring anybody on the podcast. When we bring people on the podcast, it's guaranteed to add value to your life, whether you apply to life, business, raising a family, however that may look for you. So I'm going to welcome our guest, way from Lacey, Washington, Holden. Holden, bro, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing today, dude?
Man, all is well, man. Like I said, we ain't come this far just to come this far. Right now, it is 4:09 over here where I'm at, near Boston, Massachusetts. What time is it where you at right now?
We're at 1 p.m., 1:10.
1 p.m.? 1:10? Okay. Hey, anybody listening to the podcast, man, you ain't got to be there to have an impact there, right? Look, we on different times, but for some way, man, that's what you call empowerment. We still made it happen to where we both can compromise despite the time difference, not only to kind of give value to you guys, but to build a stronger community in world, man. So it's crazy, man. I think you're the first person we had with a different time. Well, we did have somebody from Nigeria, which was kind of interesting. On the podcast show too, so man, I'm excited
really beat that.
Yeah, I know, right? That was kind of nice, you know. It was kind of nice. He was way in Nigeria, But man, hey, look, man, I'm excited to have you, man, and I'm excited to have you on the show, and I'm excited to hear about your experience, and I'm excited to talk and chat it up with you,
Oh, thank you, man. I
about,
appreciate that.
what you do and everything. But instead of me explaining, what you do, tell them a little bit about yourself, from the MMA to what you do, quick where you was raised to what you do today. You know what I mean? Just to let them know.
I guess my adult life really started when I joined boot camp. I set out to be a man really at that point, and it was pretty scary, you know. I didn't grow up with a lot of real struggles. I was pretty taken care of for most of my upbringing. We did have our moments. Induction. Well, right now, currently, I'm a boiler operator. I did 6 years in the United States Navy before this, and currently, I'm chasing my dreams as an MMA fighter. Amateur, 3-2 currently. Hopeful 4-2. I fight again in March, and I have a couple of grappling tournaments between now and then.
Bro, but like MMA, like I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Hold it. It's tough, you know what I'm saying? And there has been times, like I'm not gonna, sit here and say there hasn't been times, years and years ago where, because I'm 35 now. You know what I mean? So there has been times, years and years ago, where, I've thought about it, watching it and all those things, but to be honest, that's something I'm scared of, right? And I'm saying that to say that it's people that don't have the courage and the grit to do what you're doing. And that don't and for people that's listening, it don't mean that that person just isn't up to par. It may mean that that just isn't that person calling, that ain't that person's strength, whatever that mean or however that may look. But I can't do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have the grit and the courage to do what you do. I won't even look at what you're doing. How did you develop the grit and the discipline to help you overcome challenges to get to MMA? And then experience the setbacks that probably come with MMA, MMA career and all those things. Because like I said, I don't got that. And there's people that's listening to this that they don't have that either. And they're saying, I'm with Ronald, man. I would never do that, man. That's crazy. I'm not doing that. I can't. You know, I mean, I don't believe in myself in doing that. So, how did you develop the grit? First part of the question, I guess. How did you develop the grit to do what you're doing right now, what people won't even think about doing out of fear, self-doubt?
How did I develop? Well, I mean, for me, that's really just first and foremost rule, show up. You just show up. As long as you just show up, you're gonna be there to develop the grit, right? When I got out of the Navy to chase this dream, I was really scared, but I wasn't alone. And frankly, you can fight, right? When the door to the cage closes, you're by yourself. But grit isn't something you build alone. In mixed martial arts, grit is something that is built by the room, by a strong room, by a bonding room. So when you go into camps for things like this, where you
I like how you said. I took two things from that, man. One thing I took from that was when you told me and you said that the when that cage gate closes, you alone. You know what I mean? But although you may be alone, it's deeper than that. It's still about a bond, right? It's somewhat of a community. So I took that, and what I also took was you didn't come this far just to come this far. So there was a point of your life where you just said, "Man, I'm tired." You know what I mean? And I have to take action and control of what I want to do, I guess, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when you talk about how you're alone when the cage door closed, man, me just thinking about that, bro, like, it's like I can't even think about me in that situation. But when I apply it to business, I guess, and life, kind of like what you just did, bro, to a T, you know what I mean? There will be times in life where we feel like we're alone, right? And there will be things in life that we know for a fact we can't do alone. So we're gonna need people around us, whether that's people that did it and mastered what we've done and that can stand behind us and support us, bro. Because I know, although that cage closes and you and they're alone, bro, how much people probably, like you said, probably be around that support and rooting you on.
Exactly.
I can only imagine, bro. Like, You know what I mean? And I say that to say, I can also imagine why that's so important, because I'm thinking about the other side of it too, when that cage closed and if they wasn't around that. Like, you know, not that we can't still win, but the impact I think could be a little bit more deeper and probably greater too, bro. Like, plus I'm like, I ain't here alone. We an army, like, you know what I'm saying? So that, I really felt that.
Yeah.
Like, how you apply that to life, bro. Like, deep, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's hard to ever say you're alone, because no matter when you're in the cage or where you're in the cage, it's hard to not feel the spirit of the people that got you there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real, man. You know, I ain't do MMA, and I'm not doing that, but I play football, man. And one thing we used to do football, hold on, right? We used to write people name on our tape, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember college football days and some of my pro football days in Arena League, we would write people's names on our tape, you know, whether people passed away and all those things, you know, just to let, you know, people know, or remind ourselves that they're here with us. And I know I've lost a lot of people, you know, to the streets and to substance use, that I know they would be love to be here to see me play football back then. And I know you probably can relate too, man. You know,
I can relate a little too well, yeah.
Yeah, so man, thank you for that piece, man. Like, you know, bro, like, MMA gonna come with setbacks, and you kind of spoke on some of those, and I know life come with setbacks, you know, and we know we talk about the minor setback for the major comeback, but, like, nobody gonna walk this life and this earth and not fall, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? And like me and Holden, we don't care what you do, like whether that's sport, whether that's you got a business you're passionate about, or life or family, but you gonna fall and there will be setbacks. So I guess I'm saying, like, can you think of a specific moment in your journey where, like, the grit and the discipline, you know, you really need it, and like a time you was kind of set back and you felt self-doubt, and then one thing you did to kind of get out of that setback, that self-doubt, to perform better or even come up with the outcome you wanted? Whether that's something you thought about, you know, it can be anything. Like, because I know there's setbacks with MMA. Like, I know there's times where it's like, probably even that 1% of self-doubt. And I say 1%, man, because I see y'all in there sometimes. I'm like, man, he ain't got no self-doubt. Like, he on motion, like, he on 100% go, man, like, you know, but has there ever been a specific moment you would give him? Because I won't know what to say to him, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We said how I can't do this. But what would be some advice you would give him to kind of help him dig deep and motivate him, bro, to, like, keep going, bro? Because he got that little bit of self-doubt in.
My best advice would really be, you've got, if you're lucky, about 80 years, and you really think that you have a lot of time, but you don't. And with that, you're going to sit there and daydream about what you could do, or you can get up and go do it, and you can do it until your heart gives out. Now, I don't know about you, I love my life, but there's so much more I want out of life. And if I didn't get up and press for it every day, then why is it all worth it at the end? You just got to keep pushing.
Do it till your heart gives out. You taking it back to ET. You got to want it as bad as you want to breathe, bro. You just said it a different way. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it till your heart gives out. It's kind of like some of my students, they heard a story about a man that used to love, and he passionate about deep diving for sharks. This man, I'm being bit by two sharks already, and he's back in there again this season. He back in the water, and the student's like, man, is he crazy? Like, I would never get in that water. And that's how I look at MMA fighting, right? Like, man, it's tough in there. So I say that to say, like, your passion is your passion. Find what you love to do and do it till your heart can give out, right?
Exactly.
You got to want it as bad as you want to breathe, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you being on the podcast, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think this is going to be one of the most streamed podcasts definitely on the show. And I want to have you on the podcast again, man.
I'm more than,
most definitely,
more than happy,
especially when we go live. Especially when we go live. I do a lot of traveling now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna add Washington to the list, most definitely. And then, you know, hopefully we ain't come this far. Just to come this far, you could be one of my podcast guests. I've met two of y'all so far.
I'd
California
love to.
And Florida. And I'm supposed to be going to Louisiana soon, so that's gonna be kind of cool. Atlanta, somebody else. So, no, so I'd be around, man, traveling. So definitely if I'm in your city. It's all on me. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, most definitely, we're gonna look out.
Well,
but man, what can people find you, bro? I know where to find you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I know what to watch. You know what I'm saying? Get some motivation. And to watch your journey too, bro, to follow you, bro. Like, so what's your Instagram page? How can people get in contact with you? You know, definitely the best way they can get in contact with you, and you talk about the events coming up, anything.
So mainly Instagram, so that's going to be World Eater MMA, so WORLDEATRMMA. So it's real simple, just World Eater MMA. Just figured I'd spell it because I am not good at speaking sometimes.
And definitely, we're going to put it in the description too. So if y'all want to make sure y'all good, make sure y'all look in the description. We're going to have Holden Instagram there. And Holden up, you know what I mean? I know you open the some more podcasts. So if y'all looking for another podcast host, man, a guest that can really speak, he a busy man, so definitely hit him up on his IG, reach out to him and get him on your podcast schedule. He definitely gonna be on our podcast schedule again. Make sure y'all stream Youth Motivation Podcast out on Spotify right now, top 150 podcasts in three different countries right now. And like I said, we ain't come this far just to come this far, man. This is Ron Burgess Motivation Podcast, where it's going to be a podcast every single day, y'all.